It's the Lynch and Taco Show's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. The highlights and, unfortunately, the lowlights that stood out this past week in the vast sea we call humanity.
All right, and a reminder, as soon as we get done with this, another case of cold beer and this free beer Friday, Butter Bud Light.
Let's get to it and get right to those good people. How many are there?
How many what, bad people?
How many good people?
Like three, I think. Three or four. All-around bad situation that resulted in the death of that two-year-old boy in Cocoa earlier this week with a group of teens playing with a gun. Goes off, two-year-old killed.
That's sad.
Excuse me. Poor carpet cleaner who showed up to clean a woman's apartments in Maitland Summit Apartments last week. Woman's son tries to shoot and kill the guy for no reason whatsoever.
Just a little off his rocker. How old's this son?
28.
Yeah. COVID's making people crazy.
Didn't know the guy. Dude just showed up to clean the woman's, you know, carpets, and next thing you know, he's dodging gunfire.
COVID's making people crazy, like I said. Just don't use that as an excuse, people. Chill out.
We've got a mass hole transplant to Florida who has been arrested for battering a disabled person during an argument over Boston sports teams. 59-year-old Jeffrey Randall, I guess, decked some guy in St. Petersburg because I guess he wasn't down with the guy's fondness of all the Boston teams.
He decked a handicapped guy, though? Was he in a wheelchair? Because how do you deck somebody in a...
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. Morally,
it's not, but...
Yeah.
I've got another incident of almost the same thing coming up here in a moment. I don't know. Oh, the old pastor who's all high and mighty, this up in Milton, Florida. Pastor William Milliam, he's 62. Had a little child pornography thing going on.
William Milliam?
William Milliam.
How do your parents do that to you?
Nah. Santa Rosa County. 25 counts of possession of child pornography.
Ugh. Burn, sir. Burn.
Allison Murphy arrested after throwing a dog off a Daytona Beach hotel balcony.
Come on, there's good people coming. Come on, get to them.
Dog survived, by the way. It's been nicknamed Miracle. I already told you about that one. Oh, this lunatic, Pierre Francois, 29-year-old down in Fort Lauderdale, accused of stabbing his girlfriend's eyes and blinding her, and then throwing her baby from the window.
Oh, God. Did the baby survive?
Yes.
Miracle.
But it is in bad shape. Very bad shape. the man's mother saying it was a schizophrenic episode. Two are being sought by police in DeLand over beating and robbing a disabled man. I saw the video of this on the news the other night.
You don't even want to see it, right? You want to unsee it, probably.
Yeah, garbage. It's garbage.
Again, he's disabled.
And I can't even bring myself to talk about that one.
I love it. Let's get to the good people.
All right. Customer in, where is this? Delaware County in Pennsylvania. Left a waitress a $5,000 tip. Group came in. They had a $205 bill. Left her a $5,000 tip. Merry Christmas.
I saw that. That's cool, man.
Here's something cool. Johnny Bench. He auctioned off some of his memorabilia to be able to get money to send his kids to college. And one of his good friends bought it all back and then gave it back to Johnny.
Wow.
That's super cool, man. I mean, and then you sit there and you go, Johnny Bench has to sell off his memorabilia to send his kids to college? I guess that goes to show you, you know, when you were playing ball back in those days, you weren't making what these guys are making now.
No.
Publix donates 1.3 million pounds of food for the holidays to several Florida food banks. When they quietly do this every year and don't really seek any credit for it, but we're given credit this morning. So job well done, Publix. And this is why you rule when it comes to grocery stores in the Southeast.
Yeah, they do that. When we did our canned food drive, they donate so much, and we really appreciate it.
That's some of the good, the bad, and the ugly of the week.
ice cold beer. Gamble, you're picking up phone hands ready?
I got all the numbers in my head. I'm ready.
Okay.
We have this bizarre little ritual behind the scenes as to how we randomly pick which line to award the beer to.
And Gamble's going to randomly pick that one. You just have to call it. 407-916-1011.
All right, good luck. It's Free Beer Friday. Thanks to our friends at B&B Discount Beverage.